As we go through this election, we get through the midterms, we get into a presidential election here as we get into next year. The big thing, when we talk commodities as a whole, you've got a couple things, right? You've got the funds, right? What does managed money do? What are they? How are they coming in and out of a market? And the big thing is when you focus on managed money, the biggest piece of the pie is the energies. So we know that that is a political stage right now for the energies and what that's doing. How is crude oil moving? What's going on in Europe? How does Russia moving gas into Europe and what that looks like, right? These are all things that need to be watched. So the energies is certainly something that you do need to watch. Of course, throw in that inflationary idea as well. But the biggest thing for corn, beans, and wheat, so as a producer out there of row crops, the biggest thing to watch is what the U.S. dollar is doing. How is that effect, right? What are we continuing to do with interest rate? What is the Fed doing? Is Fed going to raise another 75 basis point, or are we going to see something a little bit lower? That has an effect on this dollar, and we've seen that starting to chop around right now. I don't want to say that it's causing more of a topping action, but it is something that needs to be watched. Sift through the political stuff. Put that aside, whatever it is. But to be your barometer out there in direction, you do need to watch that dollar. If the dollar starts to decline, what you tend to see is you see commodities or goods and services become more expensive or more valued. And so you start to look at that. That's when we could see export sales pick up and put us back into that export game again. So as we get into the political arena and how that looks, the things to watch, certainly the energy markets, what that does, what kind of take does it have on crude oil, on diesel fuel, right? Diesel prices continue to increase. But not only that, what does it do for the U.S. dollar? That's going to be the biggest key when you talk about commodities. That is where you're going to have the biggest price movement depending upon what happens there. So keep that in mind as we go through this political season.